This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladef. Good day, hello, mate.
Vic Aladef, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Nice to speak to you. Sorry for coming to you just a little bit late. All right, tell us about SA Harvest taking off.
So now, am I correct, apologies for the question, am I correct in assuming that SA Harvest is a well-known entity in South Africa?
Well, it's become a well-known entity, and it's actually an incredible organization. It has stepped up during COVID-19. It has, it's just very fast become one of those amazing organizations of which we feel very, very proud. And as you no doubt know, that it's an offshoot of an Australian organization.
An Australian organization which has South African roots.
Oh, really? So that part I didn't know. I knew that SA Harvest was modeled on an Australian initiative, but I didn't realize that it had South African roots initially.
Well, so just to close the circle there, the founder of Oz Harvest is a woman called Ronnie Kahn, who comes from Johannesburg. And Ronnie Kahn, way back when, I'm talking literally 3 decades ago, came from Johannesburg, was friendly with a man named Alan Brody, the son of Selma Brody, who was
an anti-apartheid.
Exactly, right. As we know, close to Helen Suzman, etc.
In fact, I had the privilege of having dinner with Selma Brody some years ago, it was just one of the most memorable evenings because what an amazing couple they were.
I have no doubt. So Ronnie Kahn migrated to Australia about 3 decades ago in 2004. So in 2004, she launched Oz Harvest. Former South African, she launched Oz Harvest, and since then it has provided over 120 million meals to Australians in need. And as people know, the model is simple. It's basically getting excess food, quality food, and distributing it to people who are in serious need. And it is expanded all over the place, and it's become a well-known entity in this country. And then as you have indicated, SA Harvest has grown from out of Oz Harvest, but again, which really is closing a circle given the fact that the initiator of Oz Harvest is, a Johannesburg expat herself. So it's great news in both countries. And, even during this current pandemic, the number of meals which Oz Harvest is delivering in this country has risen exponentially and is in the millions as well, and millions of kilograms of food and meals across the country, etc. So it's a fabulous story, and Ronnie Kahn has done exceptionally well, and full credit to her.
Absolutely amazing, and we love these stories. Any time that whether there's a South African route nexus or not, when we see these organisations that start just for the simple sake of doing good, and we see that when that spreads around the world, it's absolutely incredible. Facebook urged to adopt the international anti-Semitism definition of anti-Semitism. So what's the story?
So this is happening. So right now, so a coalition of 128 organizations have come together, sent an open letter, and the Jewish Board of Deputies here in Sydney, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, have a couple of the organizations whose logos are there. And these 128 organizations from around the world have sent an open letter to Facebook's board of directors, calling us to officially adopt the IRA, International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, working definition of anti-Semitism as a guiding policy on combating hatred of Jewish people on Facebook online. And as listeners know, this has been a fraught and a vexed issue forever. Just recently, about 6-8 weeks ago, Facebook announced an oversight board, which is supposedly independent, etc., and supposed to be an oversight board. That said, as anyone who follows Facebook would attest, there are still major issues. And Facebook's director of content policy has admitted, his name's Peter Stern, that Facebook does not have a policy aimed at combating online antisemitism, and that IRA definition has not been adopted because it includes antisemitism related to Israel. So it's a fraught issue, and that letter has been released today, as in today, Tuesday, August 11th. And 40 countries, of which Australia is one, have actually signed up to the IRA definition.
And it's interesting because it's not even as though they can make that the issue, but they won't even adopt the Holocaust denial aspect. We know this. That's one of the main pressure points, and that is one of the aspects of the definition.
Exactly right. And so the open letter is there. It's available. Algemene, which I'm sure many listeners are familiar with. But yeah. Algemene have published that open letter today, so if people Google or go to the Algemene website, they will find it, and they'll find this story saying that Facebook is urged to adopt the IRA definition. So it's an important story, and it's good momentum with organizations literally from right around the world.
Great, and certainly we're going to talk about that with our listeners a little bit later. Australian TV network fails to correct, blaming Israel for the Beirut explosions.
I mean, I know, I mean, seriously. So, you know, 99, I know, it would be funny if it wasn't sad.
Absolutely.
So 99% of the coverage has been, you know, as it should be, about what it really is about, and there's one program on one of the free-to-air television networks here in this country. There's a particular host on this program who has form as being, I mean, in the days when Mark Regev was spokesperson for Israel, I have clear recollections of him attacking Mark Regev with no balance. So a couple of days ago, he interviewed someone right after the explosions in Beirut. He interviewed someone, a European photographer, and this European photographer says that it was probably Israel which was responsible, with obviously no evidence, no backing evidence to support this. And the host of the program does not challenge him, does not ask for evidence, does not say, hang on a second, what about all the ammonium nitrate or whatever it is that was in the port? So the Executive Council of Australian Jewry has written a letter to the network, is Channel 10. The network very quickly took down the footage from its website. And however, the issue has not ended there, and mainstream media have pointed out this egregious bias and against Israel on this particular issue, and letting this person have this free run, again, never once asking him for evidence, not challenging him, et cetera, but implicitly in reinforcing his message, saying, yes, you know, that's what one sort of expects between Israel and Lebanon kind of thing. So pretty appalling, but the issue has not ended there. I'm pretty sure we'll have more to talk about on this issue going forward.
Yeah, it's really incredible. We were speaking about it yesterday with our Israel correspondent. It's quite phenomenal that, and my theory about this is the fact that that Lebanon within almost hours after the event took place denied that Israel had anything to do with it meant very clearly A, that they didn't, and B, that they didn't want Israel saying, well, actually, this is the real story here. In other words, once Israel is accused, they would have the right to defend themselves and perhaps release information about what really was going on there. So it was very clear to me from the beginning that the Lebanese government did not want anything international, anybody international, especially Israel, looking at it. And the first way in which that they could prevent that was to make sure that they didn't accuse Israel of being involved. But absolutely fascinating that the whole Lebanese government has now resigned because of pressure. And one wonders now what is going to follow there, because it's a very volatile situation and a very tragic situation for the people of Beirut.
A very tragic situation, and compounding all of the above is the fact that you have Hezbollah, which have hijacked the southern part of the country, and when they carry out the work that they do, which is terrorism, it's the people of Lebanon who suffer as a result.
Absolutely right. It will be a story, no doubt, that we'll be speaking about for some time to come. Vic Aladev, thank you. As always, Vic is the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. We speak to him every Tuesday at this time.